Hallelujah. I could just get up and say, okay, good praise and worship. Let's go eat cookies. I don't know if Linda would let us go in this early. I will be sharp, though. That way we can get in and get cookies. Connie had a flare, which means all her joints. It's kind of interesting. You can hold her hands and her joints, and they're hot, and then it'll be cool here, and then it'll be hot here. It's kind of strange. Anyway, she's on the couch, and I left her this morning, and the dog snuggled up next to her. Well, then she called me about 20, 25 after and said, could you come home? So I ran home, and Teddy, which is our dog, for those that don't know our dog, he was out too much yesterday, and he ended up getting sick. Yes, and he threw up on top of Connie, which was on top of the blanket, which is on, which that part saved us. But anything the enemy's tried to throw at us this morning, he has thrown at us. But I got that cleaned up, and the dog looked at me like, I didn't mean to. I said, well, it's cool. I'm not mad at you or nothing. Just go to the bathroom and throw up like everybody else. He thinks he's a human. Does anybody have an animal that thinks it's a human? That's our fault, because we treat it like a human. God is good, but all is good. Can't take the joy away if you don't let him. Did you hear me?
That's right.
Can't happen. Can't happen. That's no different than if you get mad at somebody, it's your own fault. It's not them that made you mad. It's you that took the offense. Can't go there. Gotta just stay full of joy. I want to talk to you this morning, just short too, because we will get done so we can get back and get in line. Who's going to get cookies this morning? Who made cookies this morning? What do they look like? I'm not telling you what they look like. After you eat them, somehow I got coaxed in. Doc, you didn't have to make cookies, did you? For you that didn't hear, he said you didn't give any to the dog. No, we did not. But somehow I got tricked into helping. And what's interesting is Connie made these little round things. Well, they really weren't round. They were so sticky. And she threw them in poison, which was sugar. And I rolled them around and made them round. And then I threw them in more sugar, powdered sugar. Yeah. Where are they? What color are they? No, they're red. Yes. They look good, and actually they taste pretty good. I don't know how it happened, but... Because I'm like Doc, I'm not into that domestic stuff very much. Till we get forced to do it. Then we either starve to death or we learn to do it. God's good. I want to talk to you. A title of the message, so we can get going here, is A Place of Faith. A Place of Faith. You know, every one of us, as we look at this morning... Every one of us, if you don't even realize it, but it's ongoing every day that you are in that place of faith. Every one of us. We have just so brought that into the world's eyes that we don't realize that, folks, if you put your feet on the ground this morning, well, actually, when you come in here and sit down, how'd you know that chair was going to hold you up? I mean, did you go, no, you just flopped down. Back when Al was alive, sometimes because his legs were so bad, I used to wonder how the chairs even withstood, because he couldn't just sit down. He had to flop down in every chair. Well, that's that alone right there. That's faith. You got in your car and you drove to church. You had faith that the engine was going to keep running. Maybe some here that didn't keep running. But that's all a part of faith, and that's just the everyday life that we live in. 1 John 5:4 in the New King James, it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. What overcome? Our faith. It's what the scripture says. We don't really need any more than that right there. What's faith? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith really, to make it even simpler than that, faith is just trust. Faith is just living a life where you know God knows you. He's already seen where you're going. He's already worked things out for you. And all we have to do is just get up in the morning, love God, love people, and go to bed. And he's going to take care of, that's faith. Knowing. It's no different than the dog deciding to do what he did this morning. The Lord already knew that. He already knew the circumstance. He already knew the situation. You just go with the roll and you don't let your joy disappear because things don't go the way you want them to go. What it does, actually, folks, when you get the attacks that come on like they do, what it does, it brings you to that place of, okay, God, I need a little extra grace this morning for what's going on. I need to get my mind back on where it's at. And only he can do that in everything that you do. I don't care what your circumstance is, what your situation is. You take Mallory right now. She is on a hike in the Amazon with snakes as big as she is. With cutter ants that could just, I mean, the list goes on and on of what she's facing right now. But how is she doing it? She's been told to go, and in that telling, she knows it's going to be okay. She trusts the Lord. See, if you could live your everyday life just trusting, how much more peace that you would have, because all we do is get into this worries thing and we lose our joy because we think we're walking through something we can't get through, or we think, woe is me, poor me, I got this or I got that. Folks, we've got to get to that place of going, this is what I'm in. God, take me through. Thank you that you will, and we just go on. You know, in the New Living Translation, that reads a little bit different. It says, every child of God defeats the evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if Trent's got a semester, he's got an exam he's got to take, or Josiah's got an exam I got to take. If they're not saying, okay, Lord, I've done all I can do, now it's up to you, you're not in faith. Because see, I don't care where you're going or what you're doing in life or what's going on. Faith is where it's at. You know, it's a place of rest. It's a place of trust. It's a place of peace. In other words, you want to pull that all together, it's a place of knowing. It's a place of knowing that he knows. You got to know. I always like to say, your knower's got to know. No matter how sick I am or what I'm going through or what's going on in my everyday life, I know that God's, y'all, everybody look at me, smile real big. Some of you lost your joy this morning. The cookies will be there. I'll get done. It's the truth. I mean, all we got to do is relax. Brad had to be county cop last night, and in the whole area, he was the only county cop all night, and in the whole area, there was only two state troopers in the whole 13th district. Brad said he had 5 deer got hit, 2 rollovers, 2 DUIs. How did that all get covered? Jennifer was praying. We were praying that you're going to be okay tonight and everything's going to be taken care of. It's everything you do. It's making those stupid cookies. I mean, you're trained and you have knowledge, but you still have to trust God that when you look in the oven, you're going to know. And there may be some here that looked in the oven too late. Angie Grott, are the Grotts here? I'm going to do it to her. Angie Grott had 3 pounds of butter making cookies. She put it in the oven, a warm oven, so it would melt while she was preparing. And then she reached over it because it wasn't melting fast enough. She turned it on. Intentions of just a second. They're getting a new oven. Just about took the house. They were so blessed that all that burnt was the oven. Got hot enough that it melted the wrapper on the bread on top of the refrigerator. But there's a place where faith. God's got this. We have to do things. You know, it's like I could believe that pulpit's going to move, but until I push on it, it's probably going to sit there. Because he's designed faith for us to step in. Faith without works is dead. Well, what am I talking about? I'm talking about trusting in God in every move you make. Trusting in, Lord, I can't do this. You say, well, yes, I can. You do it, but you really can't do it. And if you get to the place where you think you can do it, you may be able to do it, but it will fail every time. There will be no fruit because you're in it and not God's in it. There's a place of faith, and that's every day from the time you get up. It's just that day of living. You know, go, if you will, to Luke. I got a lot of scripture I want to read. I don't expect them to have it on the board. I've got that much. Go to Luke chapter 1. You say, well, that's getting into that Christmas story. Yeah, it really is Christmas, by the way. Connie and I had zero shopping done till Thursday. And then Thursday night, while she felt good, I put her in a wheelchair and we ripped through things. And thank God we got our Christmas shopping about 99% done. The rest of you just don't get nothing. Look at Luke 1:26. I want to read. Now, prior to this, and we'll get into it a little bit, John is being developed. Zechariah is in the priest. Zechariah is a priest. And Zechariah hears the word of the Lord. And we'll get into that in a minute. But right past that, we're talking about Elizabeth at the very beginning. It says, now, in basically her sixth month, the angel of Gabriel, verse 26, was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. You all know this story. To a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice highly, favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled in his sayings and considered what manner of greeting this was. Now think about that right there. This did not happen. I mean, how many times have you had Gabriel show up where you were? I mean, this didn't happen. The Holy Spirit wasn't in every believer like it is now. The Holy Spirit only resided in those that God picked out. Prophets and those. It goes on and it says, then the angel said to her, I mean, he would have to say something to me. Do not be afraid. Oh, sure. Come on. Now, what does it take to withstand what she's going through? The adrenaline is running. What is this manner of? I mean, we got to understand that breaking down to the English really doesn't give it credit for what really is going on in the heart of what's taking place. Now, obviously, this lady knew the Lord, knew God, loved God, because she had enough faith. See, there's that time that you've got to have that. All of us have a measure of faith. That's because God designed it that way. But in this particular situation, there had to be a very big place of faith here. It goes on and it says, then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now, that's a good start. And behold, you have conceived in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. No, wait a minute. Now, we got to kick into faith here. Now Gabriel's telling me that I'm carrying a child. And I know how that all works. And I know me. And I know my life. And I'm very young. They say she's maybe 14 years old. I'm very young. I have never been with a man. That's the way God designed it. But no. This faith. 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 Because listen to what goes on. It says, he will be great and will be called the Son of God of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him a throne of the house of David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Amen. I mean, there's a lot said right there. Overwhelmed, question still in her mind, how could this possibly be? It's no way. And she said, then Mary said to the angel, how could this be since I do not know a man? How could it be since there's no way? It's impossible. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. A lot is going on here. Now, indeed, listen, many times in our walk in faith, we've got to have a little extra bump. How many times you think, okay, Lord, I believe, but I need a word. I need a confirmation on this. I need to know that you're behind this. Then it says, now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, obviously real old, and is now in the sixth month, and her who has called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. I thought it was interesting the next thing that happened. Listen to this. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. That all transpired that quick. That all took place that quick. Are you at a place when God speaks to you, that still small voice, that you can say, "You got it"? Are you at that place when things aren't going good and things aren't working out like they're supposed to, that you can say, "There is a place of faith and I can trust"? See, we have got to so get into this word and so have a relationship with the Lord that you know no matter what's going on in your life, God's got your number. He will take care of you. He will be there at all times. When things don't look like they should look, he will be there. What about Elizabeth? Now, he's been talking about Elizabeth, which goes on in the first of the chapter. What about Elizabeth? Old. Speaks to Zechariah. Now you got to remember, they're old. Now, all of a sudden, look at verse 38. It says, 39. Now, Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judea and entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. We don't know how quick this happened, but obviously pretty quick. She needed a little more confirmation to build what she is agreeing with. And listen to what's taking place. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. You talk about confirmation for both of them. Now we got two that the Lord has spoke to. Now we've got two that have come together. We've got two ladies that talk. You believe what's happened? Oh, I know it. When you walked in, the baby inside me rolled over and kicked my side. Something happened. And then I felt the presence of God. Because see, Zechariah was told, that baby will be filled in the womb. He heard that. He knew that baby would. He didn't know when, but it also was a faith builder for him. Because Zechariah then could say, "Whoa. Now, I'm with my wife every day, and I know that this kind of thing could happen," Zechariah is saying. "So, you know, we in an old age, we just had a child." Because, see, his faith wasn't like these other two. It got there, but it wasn't there yet. But when this happened, and he was there, he had to say, "Whoa, this is really real." Because if you remember, during that stage, he could not talk. Because he doubted. Well, why did he doubt? Well, let me tell you why he doubted. Probably because he was a priest and he'd been trained as a Jewish person that this is not supposed to go on. So he had the faith, but he didn't really have the faith in trusting in God. He just was religious like a lot of people are. They come to church and they sit down and they've done their church service for Christmas and now we're good for the whole year and I'll come back next year because I love God and you know, you don't know God. Because see, if you really trusted God, you wouldn't have to go to counseling. If you really trusted God, you'd be at peace. If you really trusted God, you'd be at joy. If you really trusted God, you'd know the scripture well enough that when hard times hit, you just walk through it. Because God's using what you're going through to bless somebody else and giving you the strength to walk through it because you know that it'll be okay. It said in the scripture there that she spends time. Let's just read. I want to go down to 44. It said, "And entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb.'" She didn't know she was pregnant. She wasn't told she was pregnant. She was speaking from the word of the Lord. She was speaking from words of knowledge and words of wisdom of what's going on. Then she said, "But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" She got what was going on before it even happened. That was another confirmation. See, folks, there's always a place to be in faith. You just stay there every day. You work on staying there. When you have any kind of resistance in any way, you just come back to, Lord, thank you, you're taking care of this. Thank you, Lord, you're giving me the right words. Thank you, Lord, I'm going to walk through this. Thank you, Lord. I mean, even when we make mistakes, you just back up and go, Lord, I goofed. I sinned. I fell short. But I thank you. Because of your word, I'm going to walk through this. That's faith. That's trusting in God and going with him. Then it goes on and it says, for indeed, as soon as the voice of the greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Amen. Happy, happy, happy. Yes. Happy, happy. And it goes on, it says, blessed is he who believed. And it goes on. And then Mary starts prophesying. What a reunion they had. Relatives that come together, both of them being used by the Lord. You talk about happy time. And we see as we read through that she hung around for a while she was carrying and Elizabeth was carrying. And what a time these two had, knowing that what they were carrying is going to change the world. But folks, none of it happens without faith. God's got good plans for you. God's got exciting things for everybody here. God, you don't know that this morning, while you're standing in line, waiting on this stuff that's not even good for you. Truthfully, I mean, we all want, and it tastes good, but it's really not good for us. But yet, God loves you so much that you don't know who you're going to be talking to, what you may say that God's not right in the middle of and needs to be in the middle of everything you do, everything you say. Now, you could stand in line and complain because you had to stand in line. You can gripe and grumble because the city got here before you did. We could go all those routes, but what you're supposed to do is trust that where you are and what you're doing is exactly what God wants you to do. I didn't really want to clean up. Don't say it. But it's just, oh well. And Connie said, well, I'm so sorry. I said, Connie, if you made this dog do it on purpose, then you need to be sorry. But that wasn't the case. The case was, she was even saying, no, don't, no, no. You all got these things goes on in your life. Put God in them. I mean, put God in them. In the midst of everything. The good, not just the bad, the everything. When something good, make sure that you recognize who gave you the good. Make sure who took care of you. But life is not always good. Anybody been there? Sometimes it seems like the closer you get to a manifestation of something that's coming, the harder it gets. The more things come up. The more things take place. I mean, it's like the Lord knows, okay, this whole group is going to be going in and standing in line and getting all this stuff that is so good for them. But yet I'm going to take care of them all the way, and I'm going to take care of them in the midst of. And maybe someday they'll come to the place of realizing all that sugar is just hurting you. Everybody says, shut up. I want to enjoy my cookies. I ate one last night, so to make sure they was edible. Linda always puts in the paper 70 varieties. Well, I thought last night, wonder why she don't put approximately. Then if I couldn't have brought my cookies, we'd have been all right. Because they could have been bad. They could have been real bad. They could have been bad. You know, we're talking about Zechariah, him. In Luke 1:15, it says, John will be filled with the Holy Spirit before he is born, basically. He had to have faith of what God said. He had to stand in what God said. He had to believe in what God said. He had to trust in what God said. He'd lost his voice because he didn't really believe. He had to believe that this was going to come to an end. He had to trust that God was in the midst of what was going on. He come out of the temple and could not speak. You know, here you're with God, and now all of a sudden you can't speak. So then you had the religious community said it's God's fault. he put this on you. And in the Old Testament time, there's many times he did deal with stuff in the flesh because there wasn't the Holy Spirit to deal with. But he still had to have faith. He still had to know, well, God, you said it. I guess maybe it does. Well, I'll tell you what. Until it's delivered, you're not talking. Well, why would he do that? Maybe his words was going to undo everything God was doing, and God knew that from the beginning, so God just said no. And by the way, I got to keep you quiet. You love me, but you don't know me. You're just religious. You're just going through the routines, and you're going through the things. But you will learn through this walk, and then I will show myself to you. Think about it. Elizabeth has been carrying 6 months. Her body changed. Things are different. Obviously, this is what you said, Lord. And then all of a sudden, Mary comes in, and all this prophecy goes on, and every bit of it had to be anointed because it was God. Could you imagine the change? And then, but he walked in faith and trusted God and come to that place of saying, okay, whatever. See, we got to get to that place. I was talking to someone just the other day that confirmed all this that I'm telling you. You got to come to the place in your walk. And I commented on it last service, I think, that you've got to be content wherever you are. Not complacent. But you got to know, here's where I am. God knows where I am. I trust where I am. In him I trust. And I still want to do this, and I still know that there's more coming. But where I am and right now, wherever you're working, whoever you're around, there's a season in your life that you've got to be at that place of contentment. You've got to be at that place, okay, if this is where I'm supposed to be forever and ever and ever and ever, Zechariah had to be there. I don't have my voice anymore. It just quit working. But I've got to trust you, God, in what's taking place. And I'd like to have it back, but I'm okay without this working. I am at the place of, I'm okay. And I'm at the place of, thank you for using me. You've obviously got something bigger in all this than I've got in this. So I'm just content. That's called a place of faith, people. Amen. What about Joseph? I mean, this is my girlfriend. We've been together and running around, and we're good friends, and I love her, and you know, I even give her a great big engagement ring. I tweet her, I text her, we're back and forth, and we're on the telephone, and we're on, and come on. I mean, some of you older people, go back when you was younger. And then all of a sudden, you're what? Say that again. First thing that will come to your mind for Joseph would be doubt. Come on. I mean, it's normal for anybody when this is the way it works. But see, he had a dream, which is so awesome. He had a dream. Matthew. Go to Matthew. You are writing these down if you're not going there. We are in school. I like how it's in New King James. It says, then Joseph, her husband, being just a man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. See, he was dealing with things in the middle of. It goes on, it says, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Now, it didn't come like it did Mary. He might have thought he ate pizza before and he just had a bad dream. He might have took too much melatonin and slept too deep and got really into that place of sleep. But he had a visitation. Listen to what it says. Appeared to him a dream saying, Joseph, son of God, do not be afraid to take your Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you call the name Jesus, and for he will save his people for the sins. I mean, come on, oh yeah, sure, what a dream. But see, there's got to be that place of faith. There's got to be that place of understanding. And then it says, so all this is done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken to the Lord the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us or God in us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took his wife. Trusted God enough, took his wife, trusted God enough at that stage of his life that he stayed away from her during all this transition was going on in her life. What faith? Lord, I trust what you said. Listen, I'm bringing these up because all the way back, we're talking 2,000 plus years ago, this faith, this place of faith started. I mean, we can go all the way back. But think about Christmas time. Think about what we're celebrating, the birth of Jesus. Think about the faith of just those people. Now, you got in-laws and outlaws that lived all around them that was not even put in the story, probably because their mouth was not right. Probably because they cut down her, criticized him, criticized. Just think about it. Yeah, take her off, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, cover her up. So nobody knows. Joseph had to, I mean, of all the people, Mary seen the change. Mary knew something was going on and trusted. But now Joseph's like, wait a minute. We were to be married. What are you doing? Who you been out with? What's going on? I'm ashamed of you. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but yet he trusted the Lord. He obviously knew God. He obviously knew that when this angel spoke, he knew it was the... Folks, you got to listen to that still, small voice so much that you know when he speaks. It's so easy, but it's so hard. Because everything good is from above. Everything bad is not. So if we start thinking about what we're thinking about, we can start recognizing who's speaking and who's not. If you're getting mad at somebody and you feel that rise up, that is not the Holy Spirit. So start learning that. Start learning that. If you hear something that you want to say to somebody, I told Derek the other day, I'm mad enough to hit him. Well, I immediately said, well, that wasn't God. That was somebody else that I know. Now think about it. See, all you got to do is start paying attention. Otherwise, you're going to allow that faith that's supposed to be there ongoing every day. You're going to negate what's going on. And you're going to be in control of your destiny and not God. God has got your number. God knows who you are. God knows where you're going. God knows your desires. God knows what you want. He says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. You just trust in me. Elizabeth was barren and never had a child. Now all of a sudden in her old age it says, you're going to have the one that's going to bring Jesus in. You're going to have the one, didn't go on and say, you're going to have the one that gets his head cut off. You're going to have the one that's going to bring the Savior in too. You're going to have the one that's going to recognize the Holy Spirit that comes down on you. You're going to have the one that looks up as you're baptizing people and getting them saved, basically. You're going to say, oh, look, there's the Son of God. You're going to be the one that's going to usher him in. Folks, we are in a new realm now. You all, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're a school teacher. I don't care if you're a salesman. I don't care what you're doing in life. You are ushering in the things of God. The Bible says that you are more powerful than John. The Bible says that you, why? Because you are doing the same thing by ushering in God's presence by everything you say, everything you do, but it all has to be done by faith. When you run into somebody, you already should be geared and set for God to speak through you. You should already be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You should never be gossiping. You should always say good things about them or about other people. When somebody's name come up, if you will immediately say, yeah, they're a great person. They're a great guy. They're a great gal. That gossip that was going to come your way will shut up because they see they're fighting. They're talking. If they say something to you, if you say that's a good guy, If they say, you know Mike, don't you? I said, yeah, he's a great guy. Well, now they're not going to say the bad things they were getting ready to say because they're talking to Mike. See, we are ushering in by living in a place of faith the things of God. The people you stand next to, even if there's somebody in this church, you don't know what they might need. You don't know the encouragement they might need. You don't need the joy that they're battling to hang on to. You don't know what they're going through. Why don't you be pleasant? Why don't you stand in faith that God will give you something to say, something to do? You say, well, what if I don't have anything? What if you do? And if you don't, you wasn't supposed to have. You're supposed to just been there. For them to say something to you, maybe. You know, see, there's a place of faith that we walk in. There's a place of faith where God just uses you. See, we've got to trust that God's in the middle of everything that's going on in our life. We've got to come to that place that trust in the Lord. You know, are you living in that place of faith? You know, if you're not there, listen to what I'm saying today. Get this CD and listen to it and listen to it. Get the podcast and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. I promise you, you'll hear things that you didn't hear before, and it will build your faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You need to hear and hear and hear and hear. And you don't need to be turning on country western music that brings you down. You need to listen to the other kind of music that brings you up. You know what? You know if you play country western music backwards, what happens? The cowboy gets his wife back. He's not drunk anymore. Everything goes good. His horse even likes him. Come on. Try to put a little humor in what I'm saying. Don't go places where you get brought down. Go places where you get built up. Run around with people that lift you up, and those ones that are pulling you down and gossiping to you and dragging you down, just slowly step away from them. Just slowly get away. Those that criticize and those that judge you, why would you even want to be around those kind of people? Because all they're doing is putting stuff in you that is not true. See, there is a place of faith. There is a place. Now, you say, well, I don't know if I can be that kind of person. You are that kind of person. You're allowing your old self to run you. You're allowing your old self to poison people. Why don't you get in the Word and find out who you really are and trust Him and get at that place of faith? Today I'm going to do nothing but edify and build up people. Today I'm going to smile all day. Today I'm going to be up. Well, yeah, but my personality is I'm a flatliner. Then get out of your flatness and get in joy. Find a joke and tell somebody. A good joke, a clean joke. Because if you're in down, you're probably hanging around those that are telling you bad jokes. Come on. You say, you got a joke? Yeah, but I can't tell you. I don't have time. The cookies are waiting. I have faith in the cookies. Listen, God has good stuff for us. You know, Habakkuk 2:4. I know you guys all read Habakkuk every day, but it's quoted in the New Testament, I think 3 or 4 times. It says, the just or the righteous shall live by faith. The just will live by faith. Well, what's that saying? That's saying that you are the righteous, and your place is to live by faith, to trust God in everything you're going through. You know, I want to throw this out. You may be going through something that you had nothing to do with or that you can't change. That's where you got to operate. That's where the Bible tells us that we should operate in peace and live in peace. And if it's something that's continually pulling you down and continually destroying your peace, continually against you, totally violates the scriptures, then you need to get away from that. If you're living with a man that's whooping on your head, living with a woman that's hitting you with a frying pan, you need to get away from that. The Bible tells us to live in peace. It doesn't tell us to live in that hell all the time. But you got to discern real careful, what's God doing here? You don't know that that person may not turn around tomorrow, but yet God will tell you and give you peace on what to do. Now, if you think he's brought somebody else for you, you're having an affair before all this happens. No, that's not God at all. I had a man that sat right back over here, not been here for years and years. He told Connie and I, God brought another woman in his life, and he knew he was supposed to divorce. I'm sorry, that is not the way it works. That's not faith, that's flesh. See, we're supposed to be a people that walk in that place of faith and trust in God in all that you're walking through and know that he has forgiven you for all the mistakes that we have made in our life. He is a God that will take care of everything you've got, everything that you do. Let's stand up. I am early, so you're going to get some cookies early. Is Linda going to let us go in early and get cookies? Linda's not here to tell me. Linda said, I'm going to stay out in case we are early. Where are you at today? Where are you at in the things of God? Where are you at in your walk? Where are you at in St. Josiah's, maybe think about it. Where are you at in the school and what you're walking through? Where are you at in the school that you're in? Where are you at in the heating and cooling business? Where are you at in so long? Where are you at with your girlfriend overseas? I mean, come on. Where are you at in the joy that you always carry? I know she battles it like everybody else at times. You have to choose. I mean, where are we at with Bob that's winding down, Bob Adams that's winding down? Where are we at in those things? We've got to be at the place that we walk in that place of faith no matter what is going on in your lives. Bow your heads. Everybody here is an individual. Everybody here has different things going on in our life. Take that to God this morning. Let's just let that go this morning. Everybody's got somebody or something going on in their life that needs to be adjusted, needs to be taken care of. Look down here at Dr. Craig. Jeanette is going through a hard time right now. Well, we could take a miracle, God, but we still have to trust God however it comes out. Father, right now, everyone, you know everybody here. You know every hair on everyone's head here. Father, you know everything that's going on by those people that's watching by the internet. You know everything that is taking place. We can't come to that place in our life where we're trying to second guess you. We have to trust you with what's going on and know that we are standing in faith that it's going to be okay. Father, you've told us and told us and told us that whatever we're going through, we will walk through it and come out the other side. We are at a place, Father, where we trust in you. We don't want to be like Zechariah and not have the voice that we need to speak. We need to speak like Mary did. Let it be unto me, Father. Whatever's going on, I trust in you. I appreciate what I'm going through, Father, because you knew it and you're going to do something with it. Help us to allow that place of faith to reach out and touch other people's lives and help us to bring them to that place of knowing that God's got this whole thing. We thank you for that, Father, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We need some instructions, Derek. Can you find out what's cooking? Nobody move unless you're not getting cookies. We'll find out where we're going in. What do you got? Deacons, bring your reports to the elders that are over you. Call you blessed, you are dismissed to talk, but don't leave until we get instructions. Waiting on instructions. Here comes instructions. There's instructions. Here comes instructions.